Welcome to Jesus This Way. Article by Richard P. Beaubide. Let us start article reading now. Article title, Abortion, The Man's Role, Part 2. Throughout history, in society after society, the male domination of women, coupled with his poor understanding and lack of responsibility, along with his often poor managing of his aggressive sexual nature, has helped create today's state of affairs concerning the women's suffrage as it relates to unwanted pregnancy and abortion. Furthermore, from ages ago to our current day, men have often used God's word as a tool to cause ungodly submission of women, while keeping themselves unaccountable regarding pregnancy, abortion and the sufferings that occur afterward. Finally, the combination of the above, recognized by the women of the American society, has helped institute change concerning the protection of women. Does it go far enough? No. Over the ages, men have dominated women to the point of property. As time rolled forward, knowledge and understanding developed to this current age. Men, women and public opinion have allowed women to gain strength through politics. American society has determined that men, and their lack of uprightness, godliness and moral consistency, are not trustworthy to lord over women as in times past. Now, women can make their own way, raise their own children and cast the man out for bad behavior. The fact is, the poor conduct of men have caught up with us. The male has considerable work to do if he is going to re-establish himself as the head of the household, if that is possible. Interestingly, men, who often lack responsibility, somehow escape labeling. Society still labels the woman with name after name, and insult after insult, while men walk away from the women they have impregnated. Even worse, men who cause such problems are often glorified for it, while the woman is alone dealing with the aftermath of their recklessness. The stigma of the woman must stop. Jesus said, "You who is without wrongdoing, cast the first stone." The woman is often alone through the abortion process, and left to deal with the mental anguish of killing their child. Didn't both share in the desire? Didn't both perform the act of creating life? Of course they did. Now when reality hits, the man runs for the hills. Shame on us. I'm being hard on the man because men must understand that if American society is to survive as a civilized nation, providing equal rights to men and women, we must change our perception of what's more important. Is fun at the expense of others more important than responsibility? No. Therefore, it is more important that we are responsible than we are appealing, more important that we are upright than we are proud, more important that we are good than we are rebels, more important that we hunger for good judgment than it is to impress others, more important that we give than it is to get, at the expense of others. When will our society begin to capitalize on the message of goodness and stop glorifying that which is evil? The bottom line is, we are all responsible for how society acts, from local newspaper to the largest media outpost, from our local street corner to the President of the United States. We are all the responsible watchmen of our society. Men, be glorified in the good that you do, not the trouble you cause. Don't seek after women as flirtations toward desire. This leads to destruction. Rather, be cautious that you don't fall into temptation that brings about the destruction of your own children, the woman and others. Women, I appeal to you, expect great things from any man you keep company with, not monetarily but rather in his character. Don't allow yourself to slip into his temptation. If men set you up in desire, correct him, make him prove himself to you, this way he will love you, and respect you. Otherwise leave him, you owe him nothing. Force him to goodness. Men, the Apostle Paul taught us, whatsoever is kind, lovely, patient, long-suffering, think on these things. For against such things there are no laws. Men, respect all women. Love your wife as Christ loves the church. Do what is right. Thank you for reading Mystery and Logic. Please follow me in this prayer if you would like to live for God. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, as you require in your word. I ask you to forgive me of all my behaviors and works that displease you. From this day forward, I will examine my actions and compare them to what the scriptures show as being in line with how you want me to behave. I will act this way for the rest of my life. I also accept the work that Jesus did, which is, he sacrificed himself on the cross at Calvary, for my sake, and the sake of all who accept this work. I believe, and have confidence in your word and will serve you as your word teaches us through the scriptures. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. God bless you for dedicating yourself to God. If you would like, please contact us at 860-210-1396. We would love to hear from you. All text in this article are made available in the refreshable Braille display format for our friends, brothers, and sisters in Christ at JesusThisWay.com. Just go to the accessibility page at JesusThisWay.com.